Welcome, everybody. It is January 16th. See, the other day, I believe it was January 11th, I said that I thought it was a special day. And then I realized, you know, it's been a lot of years. It's January 16th. That's a special day. It's the day when I lost my mother. My mom passed away on that, you know, I want to share, you know, once in a while, a little personal thing with you guys. January 16th. But anyway, and she's in, you know, God's hands, a true woman of God. I could tell you that right now, people. There's one person that ever walked on this earth that I've known, that I know is in heaven. It's my mom. But that aside, people, welcome to the 359th day of the, as I always say, illegally installed regime. But lucky for them, it was all part of the plan. It's also the 671st day of 2 weeks to slow the spread. So as we approach a full year, we should be paying attention to what is actually happening. Kelly, you know what? I'll talk to you about that later, Kelly. And I wouldn't be surprised that I would have done that. I apologize, and I will take care of that. All right. So, all right. Anyway, so with that said, I want to welcome everyone on DLive and everyone watching on Rumble live stream. And those of you watching on, right, the recorded stream on BitChute and Rumble. And how about the Foxhole Crown and the Truth and Art Radio? All right, welcome everybody. Does that make sense? All right, let's see. Think about that, people. I want to welcome everybody. And so here we are. We're closing in on a year. The enemy, we've been covering this World War III scenario. We had Trump coming out yesterday with a big speech. Everybody should be asking, why is Trump? All right. All right, for everybody new to this channel, we're about logic and reason. I like to win also. And the truth is always in front of us. And we know on this channel that we have been privy to Trump's personal online research project. So with that said, let me get back to what I was saying. We have Trump coming out, and you should be asking, why is Trump running around? Trump, save your energy. Chill, relax. We're not running for anything yet, right? Yeah, right. So we're going to get into the Trump rally later on, but there were some notable things in the Trump rally. Meanwhile, fast forward, you know, back to reality, right? The enemy. Well, let's begin here. The enemy is doing something that we're gonna examine carefully let's do it right here, people. Logic and reason is the theme of this channel. I like to keep things simple. So, to begin with, see what your eyes and ears are telling you. Listen in.
Good Sunday morning. Every new administration enters office with an agenda of optimism. For President Biden, the plan was that COVID would be defeated, the economy would fully recover, and he would be able to deliver a return to normalcy. But plans have a way of going sideways. A year into Mr. Biden's presidency, unemployment is down, wages are up, but inflation is also up to a 40-year high. Infrastructure and COVID relief bills were passed, but Build Back Better is stuck in neutral. And most important, though vaccines are available and effective, Delta and Omicron have dealt a 1-2 punch to the economy, the supply chain, and that promised return to normalcy. And on Thursday, the Supreme Court blocked Mr. Biden's vaccine or test mandate for large businesses, perhaps taking away the last effective tool in his COVID toolbox. That same day, Mr. Biden's last-minute push for voting rights bills was dealt a likely fatal blow. Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema said again what she's been saying for months. She is opposed to changing the filibuster to pass this legislation.
Hey, Mr. Chuck Todd, I'm beginning to think that you are admitting that you guys are losing. Maybe, you know, maybe I need to wash my ears out.
So now what? All of this came just as the president was heading, by the way, to Capitol Hill to lobby fellow Democrats to change the Senate rules. So it was quite the exclamation point on a terrible week.
Sir, we like our exclamation points. But is there anyone that thinks that the enemy is now announcing to everyone that they're losing? Why would the enemy do that? Why do they always sound the same? Hey, Romney, you sound exactly like Chuck Todd. And Mr. Romney, for those of you listening on Truth and Art Radio Network, we're looking at a headline that says, Romney slams Biden presidency, quote, things are not going well. Hey, Romney, we know, see, we here at Truth and Art TV, we know about the 4 a.m. drops. And even though the sheep that believe you guys are going to think that the Democrats, which is what Romney is, I know some people are thinking, whatever, that these Democrats and rhinos, that they are expressing humility? Come on, people. Let's all slow it down. There is no such thing as humility on their side. So, this is a strategy, World War III, information warfare, hybrid warfare type channel. So, and this channel, for anybody new, it's about relevant news. So, let's see if we can dig deeper into what is happening. So, let's see, Mr. Tim Kaine. Let's see what he's got to say.
Political sense, it is such an existential issue. Those of us who survived the attack on the Capitol January 6th and are witnessing wholesale efforts around the country to make it harder for people to vote and to undermine the integrity of elections, we have to do this. We all have to be recorded at this moment in time about where are we in protecting the right to vote. Right now, it doesn't look like it has the votes to pass, but we're going to cancel our Martin Luther King Day recess and be there this week because we think it's so important for the country. And we will be voting both on the bills, but also on if we can't get Republican support for the bills, we have uniform Democratic support. Could we find a path to make some rules adjustments to pass them?
But you don't have the votes to suspend that 60-vote threshold. So what kind of mechanism are you envisioning here that's somehow going to get this through?
You guys are... We go through this every Sunday, right? We went through this last week with, right, Pelosi. So you can hear the desperation, people. Losing is surrounding them. You cannot not see it. But listen to what they're plotting.
As of right now, Margaret, we don't have all 50 Democrats on board with rules changes, but there are a couple of different paths. Some involve rules changes like a carve out to the filibuster, but there's other paths that we could take where we just, the 60 vote threshold is only if you want to limit debate. We could do longer debate and then end the debate and have a simple majority. But we will have a vote on the bills and we will have a vote on a rules path to get there because it's so important for the country.
All right, people, just a little strategy update on the war. Notice that the enemy is being forced to telegraph their moves. Openly, They're in this kind of weird, desperate situation. Whereas the Patriots, they're in complete control. They could put out this information. They don't have to telegraph their moves. That's the art of war. They are scrambling. You could feel it in the air. They're desperate. But their desperation, the curtains have opened up and we could see their desperation. That's the difference. They own a desperation now that is visible. A desperation that's not, doesn't exist at all on our side. There's nobody desperate. Trump has been laughing it off all of last year, having a good old time with these rallies. No desperation. All the evidence is on our side with January 6th. All the evidence is our side with 11-3. All the evidence we won both impeachments. All the evidence is on our side with the virus thing. Fauci's being destroyed. What else? So they're plotting. And now, Gateway's putting this out. U.S. Representative Kat Kamak sounds alarm. Dems breaking all the rules to end free and fair elections forevermore. And they're hiding H.R. 1 in a NASA bill, if you could believe that. And she's talking about contact senators now. Take a look. List attached. I wanted people to be aware of this. And maybe we'll listen to some of this. I don't think this video opens up, but let's see what she is saying. Listen in.
Take over our elections and to basically ensure that they have control of our elections forevermore. So I'm going to give you a quick rundown on what happened, what is in this bill, the so-called voting rights bill, and what comes next, because that's really important, but then what you can do about it. This is really important, so just bear with me. I'm going to run through this. First and foremost, share this video because we have got to get the word out to everybody. That is important. We've got to share what happened because the media is not going to cover this. So today, the House of Representatives, just now, I was on there and I was casting a hell no ballot, voted to federalize our elections. You're probably wondering, what does that mean? They took two bills, two dangerous bills, H.R. 1, the For the Politicians Act, and H.R. 4, and created a love child. They took an old NASA bill and gutted it, and then tucked all of this egregious language into the NASA bill. So it was like NASA Infrastructure Act or something. It has nothing to do with NASA. We are not giving voting rights to Martians today. Even though what we voted on was a NASA bill, it was actually a federal takeover of elections. That right there ought to tell you, if they cannot even name the bill, they have to gut another bill and then tuck their egregious, horrific language into it. That tells you that they're trying to hide something. Let me tell you what was in this bill. So I'm sorry, I'm out here on the sidewalk, so it's a little bit loud. But like I said, I wanted to tell you guys what happened immediately because we knew this was coming.
There it is, people.
And
we'll leave it there. You guys get the point. So I wanted you kind of to hear it directly from this representative because it's more relevant, you know, when you hear it. So all of their moves are exposed. There's nothing they can do now. It's like historic situation. But here's a twist to everything. If that's true, what Romney is saying, that things are not going well, and he's admitting the economy's crashing, all the stuff, and they're desperate. And Tim Kaine is saying, yeah, we're dying with the election part of it. We're dying, everything. And they're trying to sneak in all this stuff. Then why would they be doing this, people? Have another migrant caravan leaves Honduras en route to U.S. border. Look at the timing. You would not expect this from a regime that's admitting that they're failing. So, I mean, if you look at this, I mean, think about it. Look at the timing. So, all of this is an act. Well, I mean, they're failing. But they're also this desperate animal in the corner. They're by any means necessary, to put it as simple as possible. Think about it. All right. And then we have a couple virus updates. Ah, look at this. Deploy the National Guard to make sure people who do not have proof of vaccination cannot go anywhere. Calls for mandated enforcement come from newspaper editorial board. And this is prominent Utah newspaper. Right, the editorial board of a prominent Utah newspaper has called on the state's governor to deploy National Guard forces to prevent unvaccinated citizens from leaving their homes or otherwise participating in society. So these hardcore Marxists are not even hiding their intentions. Think about that. Also, I think this is a relevant update on the virus. Listen in.
Amid today's Supreme Court ruling, new data suggests the Omicron variant makes vaccine mandates obsolete and unnecessary. One America's chief White House correspondent, Chanel Rion, has more from Washington.
Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
You issued a very, very fascinating amicus brief before the Supreme Court this week, and your fundamental argument against vaccine mandates is that vaccine mandates, considering the science behind current vaccines, are irrelevant.
The point of our brief was to inform the court on how much the factual situation has changed with the Omicron variant taking over. And it's totally dominant now. The CDC data has it, you know, up over 95% of all new cases being Omicron. And we know two things about it that I think make the mandates a complete non-starter. And that's the argument, those are the arguments we make in this brief. The first is that it is much, much milder than previous variants. It's about an order of magnitude more mild. And, you know, remember, we were always saying COVID's about 10 times worse than the flu, 10 times more dangerous.
Sure.
Well, if Omicron is 10 times less dangerous than the previous variants, it's right in the same range with what we're used to. Normal respiratory risk is not a grave danger.
Which is a key point that you make in this argument, that with the OSHA mandates, there the argument is this is for the safety of all society because COVID-19 is so transmissible, we need to protect the workspace. But you're saying that because the transmissibility of this virus has changed
right
with the variant,
you can no longer say with Omicron and the data we have now from all countries all over the world that it reduces your risk of getting the virus and transmitting it to others. In fact, it seems to have no effect on that at all. And in some studies, it seems to actually have a reverse effect. People who are vaccinated seem more likely to get the virus than people that are unvaccinated.
Kirpin bases this statement.
I'll go back to this, but there it is, people. Because it transmits so quickly to everyone, the argument about the vaccine equals less transmission is gone forever. And because nobody's dying from any argument that it's saving your life, all the arguments are gone. But I'll let you, let's listen to this little segment Because the statements come from where?
Off two major studies out of Denmark and Canada. The Danish study found that vaccinated were more likely than the unvaccinated to catch Omicron after 3 months. An Ontario study also found vaccines had a negative efficacy against the Omicron strain after just 60 days.
We've been covering this topic for a long time. I thought specifically that was very interesting. It's over. The only thing left now, we have a partial victory from the other day, right, with the medical workers, the mandate not being reversed by the Supreme Court. But I think that doctors and nurses are so essential, they're going to win that battle anyway. The vaccine mandates, like Chuck Todd is admitting, shot down. The only thing left is to go after Fauci. And then to go after these governors. The end of the virus is fast upon us. Then we have this. More revelations. The White Hats making big moves. Fauci the front. $10 million 2020 investment portfolio includes Chinese companies. More damaging information on the fraudster. There's nothing he can do to stop what is coming. You guys can see it, all right, right? And portfolio included Chinese companies. But, and that's damaging, obviously. But on the surface, you need more information. Because he's not the only one investing with Chinese companies, right? And we know that Senator Roger Marshall put this out. And when you dig deeper, it turns out that these are Chinese pharmaceutical companies. Wuxi Biologics. And there it is, this biopharmaceutical production company. So, there it is. More damage, more destruction on Fauci the fraud. They will not be able to walk down the streets. DV Banana says, circle, circle, dot, dot, now I'm vexed. Yeah, Stevie Bananas, the comedian, right, I think? Joe Five says, that is... Build Back Better Fauci Spockets. Okay. How's everyone doing on Rumble? Thank you for joining me, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you sharing this information. And someone says it's all unconstitutional. And Ladar says Big Cash Stash Fauci. C19 does not exist. Wake up, America, Steel Walker says. Yeah, we'll leave that alone, right? You guys know C19 does exist. It so much exists, that's one of the main reasons we've got Fauci on the ropes. Because he funded gain-of-function studies for the virus whose genome the CCP and the deep state has been hiding. They took it down from their website. That is why it's so important to be careful who you follow. All right, what else? And we have... The Foxhole audience is not here. Let's see. All right, maybe that's not working. All right, we'll leave that alone. Okay, well, all right, people, with that said, let's move on. I also want to present, take a look at this headline. It's relevant. I mean, think about it, people. Prince Andrew suggests Epstein accuser Jeffrey suffers from, quote, false memories of alleged rape. Guy is done. Thought everyone should see that. Let us move on, right? We also know the governor's using federal coronavirus fund to fight climate change. This is a big one. The White Hat's making big moves. States across the country have budget surpluses, including federal coronavirus stimulus payments. Many governors are using the money for projects to fight so-called climate change. And we know that In this case, the Associated Press is reporting on this. And this is a big development, people. This is darkness to light. That they're funneling this money. But we knew all along, people, we were told in the Q drops that climate change operation is one big money laundering operation. That's what it is. That's the sole purpose of the climate change cult. I'll say it again. The sole purpose of the cult is to launder money. From the point of view of the elite, I should say. To them, it's their bank account. It's their flow of money. I'm not saying that's what it is to the people involved in the cult. That's a different answer. And now it's all coming out. Think about it, people. That's a big revelation. All of this is happening just in the first couple weeks of January. Also, we have a big bombshell this weekend as I was looking through relevant news that this guy right here, he was charged on January 6th. This Micah Jackson. Right, I think that's him. These images, you know, you don't know. But he has in turn revealed this guy. This Luke Philip Robinson, people, who is a guy. He just confronted, Mr. Jackson did. He confronted this guy who got removed from the FBI's most wanted list. Another suspicious person removed from the FBI most wanted list. And this guy had, what? A gun inside the Capitol. And it talks about how he had an earpiece as well. So, I think it's relevant to put this guy's, there is, 343. Where is this guy? So, it's not just Ray Epps, people. More is happening. More is coming out. Who is this guy? This Luke Philip Robinson, a.k.a. Ginger Guy, Ginger Gun. Be aware of this, people, because this false flag is unraveling. It is my goal to be on the cutting edge, you know, to stay on top of this stuff. Think about it. Another one. Is Kinzinger going to put out a story for him too? And we also know that China's coming out this weekend and reaffirming alliance with Iran. Days after Ayatollah's release his video showing assassination of President Trump. Right out of 11-3, everything that we've been told by Mike Lindell in terms of Iran and China working together on the 11-3 steal, right down the middle, people. And China is coming out, there it is, people, reaffirmed its opposition to unilateral sanctions. Mind your business, China. Again, people, we were told all of this in the Q drops. All of life is one big fulfillment of the Q drops right now. We know what's happening. This was the reason they released the virus to begin with. Right? As the Chinese and Iranian foreign leaders, foreign ministers, announced the launch of a 25-year cooperation agreement. Aimed at strengthening economic and political ties. It's not going to work. We're going to see that. We're going to hear what Steve Bannon has to say about that. Again, people, China's, this whole thing, everything they're doing, they're facing economic collapse. China is. So it's not going to work. They thought they could stop what Trump did. But in the end, we're going to win. China's economy will collapse, if anything. right? See what you think about that. And also, let's move on, right? These people are living in hell. President Trump gives shout out to persecuted January 6th prisoners in D.C. Gulag calls out dope Mike Byrd and federal operatives in the crowd. So, here is my observation of the rally, right, in Florence, Arizona. And any of you folks, were any of you there? I'm sure some of you guys were there. Now, I saw a comment someone mentioned to me. First of all, here on the West Coast, I was busy all day and I figured I missed the Trump speech. I got in, I think it was 6 o'clock or at some point. I finally decided a little bit after six, right around 6:15, to tune in to see what I missed, to see the replay of Trump's speech. I didn't realize he was speaking so late. But then it makes sense. He's on the West Coast. I didn't think of that. But anyway, someone posted that Trump, and it makes sense with the timeline as I saw it. I knew that he came on right around 6:15 Pacific time. But someone posted that if you do the math, and now that I think about it, I did wait about 2 minutes. Anyway, you guys decide. It's not a big deal to me, but it is kind of funny. If it's true what some people are saying, that Trump, they were waiting for Trump to come out, and then he rolls out, kaboom, at exactly 6:17. So I don't know if you guys picked up on that. It makes a lot of sense, again, people, because I tuned in right around 6:15, and I waited about 2 minutes, and then Trump came. So if he did, see if anybody is into these exact numbers, let me know. But that is kind of funny that Q Plus would do that. But all that is, first of all, people, all of these Trump rallies, especially yesterday's rally, they are basically one big Q drop. That's what these rallies are, people. And yeah, let's look at that headline again. Some of the things in this headline are the things that jumped out at me. Trump going after Mike Byrd. And going after the, you know, talking about the Democrats, he talked about them being the fascists, right? The leftist fascists. And it also jumped out at me that Trump specifically called out their civil rights violations, using all the principles of the old left and throwing it back at them. Look, they're violating civil rights. Look what they're doing. They're implementing segregation and sending white people to the back of the line when it comes to COVID treatments. Trump calling it out. And Trump appeared like in a serious kind of, maybe it was the wind and it was cold, maybe, you know, who knows. But he seemed like it was a really good speech. He was talking about big things that matter. What else? Trump also, as usual, talked about his the Patriots and the MAGA movement is going to stage a comeback, the likes of which nobody has ever seen. Trump, the cheerleader, getting everyone all excited. And he talked about boycotting AT&T. Trump acting as an activist, and he spent a lot of time calling out the media lying about the size of the crowd. So, what else? But here's something that really got my attention, and I wonder if any of you caught this. It's included. Let's go to this, people. Listen in. Let's listen in to a couple minutes of what Trump was saying and see if you could see what Trump rolled out yesterday in front of everyone's face. Listen in.
As another method of cheating. But why aren't the Republicans? Sure, we're proud American citizens. We'd never vote 10 times, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But January 6th has become the Democrat Party's excuse to justify an unprecedented assault on American civil rights and liberties, appalling persecution of political prisoners. What's happening to those people in those jails? What's happening to those people? And why aren't they doing it to Antifa and to Black Lives Matter and to many other left-leaning, to put it mildly, groups? But the blatant abuse of power to harass their political opponents is disgraceful. It's never happened to this extent. What they're doing to people, it's never happened to this extent. We had people trying to burn down our country, including federal buildings and courthouses in Washington, D.C., and the church right opposite the White House, and the White House itself. They stopped them. Secret Service does a great job, but they stopped them. And nothing happens to these people. We must protect our nation from these monsters that are using law enforcement for political retribution at the local, state, and federal level. And that's what's happening locally. You think you got out with, you think everything's fine, federal is good, and then all of a sudden, these horrible, corrupt people hit you on a local basis. Again, working with the federal government, there's never been a time so dangerous as the time in which we are living right now. Keep our prosecutors out of politics, because this could work very much in the other direction also. And
boom. This can work very much in the other direction. And then right after he said that, what does he do?
All it takes is a few more votes and it'll work in the other direction. And that would be very, very sad. And in fact, if you don't mind, we have a little video we're going to show you. Let's just put on that video about New York.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
Right there.
We have numerous like that. They got elected based on, they don't know anything about me. I don't even know who the hell she is. I never
there
heard
it
of
is, people. There it is. Trump, basically, in my opinion, he's setting up the stage for retribution. Like someone posted, payback time. That's really, that whole segment there, and they played that short video, that's what that was about. Trump was basically saying, don't worry, we're going to get him. Payback time. Nobody walks away from this. Big, big message. Hidden message. Right in the middle of the rally. Let's listen in to Steve Bannon.
And you're wrong. You've seen the last. There's never going to be another tax cut. How can there be tax cuts? How can we pay for this madness? Until you get your arms around the spending, which is beyond out of control. And making everybody under the age of 40 a Russian serf. No better than a Russian serf. And nobody has the guts to explain it to them. They can feel it. They can feel it, and you see what's happening in China, and this gets back. We're coming on to the second anniversary of this show, just the pandemic part, and the third year of the pandemic, because we've never held the Chinese Communist Party accountable for what went on. Nobody. You know, Trump did it, and that's why they tried to run him out of office. And that's why tonight in Arizona, we're throwing down, we're going to decertify this. I don't care if Merrick Garland doesn't like hearing it, the FBI doesn't like hearing it. I don't care if little Jamie Raskin and Benny Thompson suck on it. We're going to decertify those electors, okay, in Arizona, in Wisconsin, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and in the state of Georgia, and you're going to have to deal with it. You stole this election, and here's what's so amazing, the irony of divine providence, God's will. It is going to lead to the total and complete destruction of the Democratic Party. It's right there. You can see it all. You can see it as clear as anything. It all sits before us. Dr. Peter Navarro.
Right there. You better believe. Again, Bannon has been sounding exactly like Trump's online research project from the beginning. Well, at the very beginning, he was acting. What election steal? Remember the first week? What do you mean, no election steal? You think you could back that up? There it is. So, was the Trump rally the beginning of the decertification process, as Bannon is calling it? What else can it be? That is the question for tonight. Before we wrap tonight, this, you would think that I have a crystal ball when I create topics on the membership channel, but I don't, people. We all know what happened yesterday. FBI frees hostage at Texas synagogue. Suspect dead. This brother of a terrorist, right, takes over the synagogue, Jewish synagogue, right? Big event. Everybody's talking about it yesterday. Then what? FBI identifies Texas synagogue hostage taker, a British national, Malik. Look at the name. 100% Muslim Brotherhood hardcore terrorist. Boom. Took four people hostage. You guys all know about this, right? In a congregation, Beth Israel Synagogue at Malik. As Malik, this guy, Akram. A British national, all the hostages were unharmed, thankfully, and this was again in Texas, Colleyville, Texas. Big situation, right? And then a lot of you guys probably know by now, well, before we get to that, right? The old man and Mansuit, they come out, right? Resident Biden, Vice Resident Harris respond to synagogue hostage taking. Respond, right? As the situation was ongoing, Saturday, both responded by saying what? There was more to learn about the motives of the suspect. They wanted to learn more about the man who picked a Jewish synagogue to take hostages as he demanded the release of a convicted radical Islamic terrorist. Yeah, what is there to learn more of? So, in the last 24 hours, we've seen the fake leaders. They're lying. And then, you guys know this already. FBI claims attack on synagogue not specifically related to Jewish community. Laugh out. Where's my laugh? All right. Where's my... Yeah, right. Does anybody believe that? But no one should be surprised, my friends. This is the world that we live in today. Yeah, we don't know any reason why this is happening. And it has nothing to do with the Jewish community. He just happened to stumble into this synagogue, you know, thinking that it was a Christian church. He just stumbled into it by chance. Remember, people, we were told on the online research project, the Q Drops, who the main enemies were. We've been talking about those enemies tonight with China and Iran and the Muslim Brotherhood. It's all in the news. It's happening every single day. Every day we get confirmations of who the real enemy is. And when you see that, and the same people that are letting Ray Epps off the hook are telling you that, oh, that terror attack on a synagogue, oh, that had nothing to do with being Jewish. They don't know. The same people lying. Is a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, of what I've been talking about on my members channel. And I'll go over this maybe more on the members channel. This is just the last week amid spate of Muslim American attacks on Jews, men in IDF sweatshirt beaten in New York City just for wearing a sweatshirt with anything to do with Israel or being Jewish. Come on, beat them up. And in the last few days, we've had neo-Nazi leaders sentenced to 7 years for plot to intimidate what? Jews and journalists. Jewish journalists. So that is a reminder that, again, people, when you stick around with truthinourtv.com and you notice that I have passionate about a topic, you should pay attention. Again, people, these stories that are coming out, and there's a lot more of these, all in perfect timing with my series on the rise of the Nazi ideology. It is not a coincidence at all. There's our reminder for tonight. Again, people, these stories are all happening right as I'm doing this series. Know who the enemy is, people. The only color that exists in this country is red, white, and blue. We're all Americans. Stick around for volume three of my, part three of my series, coming real soon. All right? Don't forget all the ways you can support this channel, my friends. And I invite you to come on over to Truth in Our TV. You know, I just want to remind everyone that right now available are all the apparels. Come to the support page and you can check out the link. Go straight to the store and check out the Patriot apparel. Also, all the albums, you know, my newest album is now available, Victory, and it is now also available on Spotify, Apple Music, and iTunes. So just a couple other ways, you know, little announcements. And again, people, I will have another update on the members channel either tomorrow or Tuesday for part three. You don't want to miss that. God bless you all. Thank you, everybody, for joining me tonight. See what you think. And my friends, Master Builder says, great series, Bernie. Thank you, Master Builder. And TikTok 57 says, why is that cat washing clothes? Okay. Well, it's a nice little meme, right? And all right, God bless you all, wherever you may be. Get the word out about this channel. And meet me on Getter if you want to keep up with me during the day. And if I do post, meet me there. And I will leave you with a little something from the new collection. Well, maybe just the You Strengthen Me. God bless you. I'll see you guys tomorrow. See you tomorrow. God bless. All